we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan in
The Wreck of the Soppy Sue.
Oh, dear, I'm never going to catch that train. Susan, haven't you found my scarf yet?
It's not in any of the drawers, Mother.
Oh, well, keep looking, love. The doctor said I must keep my throat warm or I'll lose my voice altogether. I'm sure it's in this room somewhere. Jimmy, have you seen it?
No, I haven't, Mum. Hey, can you make a bit less noise? I'm never going to get these sums done. Now, I've got one and threepence here, an Alfie shilling to come tonight. So that's whipped cream walnuts tomorrow, a drink on a stick on Sunday, a bottle of pop on Monday. That leaves me, oh, heck, I'm going to be on dolly mixtures for the rest of the week.
Listen, Master Charles Claw, are you sure you haven't seen it?
Give me 2 bob and I'll tell you.
You're getting nothing from me.
Oh, go on, give us 2 bob, Susan. Nice Susan, dear Susan, sweet, lovable Susan.
The answer is no. You're always asking me for money. Anybody would think I'm a bank.
In those tight jeans, you look more like a piggy bank.
How dare you?
Jimmy, stop being rude to Susan. She was only asking if you'd seen my scarf.
And I told her. Your scarf? Well, why didn't you say so? I'm sat on it.
Oh, well, give it me then.
Here you are, Mum. I was just keeping it warm for you before you go out.
If I ever get out, at this rate, the weekend's going to be over by the time I get to your auntie's. Now, look, Jimmy, while I'm away this weekend, you keep out of mischief, do you understand?
Oh, honestly, Mum, the way you talk, anybody would think I was always getting in trouble.
Yes, and anybody would be right. Remember the last time I went away for the weekend? I left on Friday morning and I was back here the same night, thanks to you. Fancy thinking that Theodore Craythorpe would run away with our Susan.
You're right, Mum. I should have realised Mr. Craythorpe's not that daft.
Now, where's your granddad? He's a long time bringing my sponge back.
Well, you know what his memory's like these days. He's probably forgotten what he went for. I bet if we sneak up now, we'll find him in bed.
Don't talk silly. Of course he hasn't forgotten what he went for.
Pat, what was it you asked me to get for you?
Jimmy. It was my sponge bag, Father.
Oh, I've got that. There wasn't anything else, was there?
No, only that. Here, let me put it in the case. Oh, I hope Theodore's going to be here soon to run me to the station.
That'll be him now. I'll let him in, Mum, while you're putting your coat on.
Righto, Jimmy.
Mr. Craythorpe is a funny and got a face like a pickled onion.
Hello, Jones.
Oh, hello, Mr. Onion. Wilfred Pickles, come in.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid I'm a little late for the trip to the station. I hope your mother hasn't been alarmed.
Well, she was a bit. When you rang the doorbell, she was just strapping my roller skates on.
Now, James, that'll do. As Queen Victoria once said, we are not amused.
After somebody put the drawing pin on her throne.
Oh, James, you are one. Is your mother ready?
Here I am, Theodore. Take my case, will you, please?
Certainly, Mr. Trevor. I'll put it in the back seat and start her up.
Well, look after yourselves, you three.
Don't worry about us, Pat. We'll manage all right, won't we, Jenny?
Oh, yes, Mum. After all, it'll only be a quiet weekend. Our Susan cooking and me and Grandad groaning.
Well, I'd better be off.
I'll walk to the car with you, Mum. I want to pop round and see Ozzy.
Bye-bye then, Pat. My love to Auntie Jenny.
And my mother.
I'll tell her. Bye-bye. Now then, Theodore's got my case. I'll just make sure my purse is in my handbag. Oh, dear.
What's up, Mum?
I've forgotten to give Susan this letter, and it's rather important.
Well, I'll give it to her, Mum.
Well, here you are, Jimmy. Now, tell her to deliver it first thing in the morning. It's for Mrs. Billington.
Beaky Billington? Old bird conk? Why don't you send her a letter by pigeon post?
Now then, Alfie, if we move the settee back against the wall, we should have enough space to turn the carpet round.
Oh, Aunt Susan, do we have to do this? But when you asked me to come in the front room, I thought you wanted me to start wooing, not working.
Alfie, that'll do. Let's get this carpet turned round.
Yeah, go on, Susan. Give it a kiss.
Alfie, not now.
Yeah, don't be a meanie, Susan. Come on, be a devil and pucker up.
Alfie, for the last time.
Give him a kiss before I catch me death of cold. There's a shocking draught blowing through that keyhole.
Now, look, you.
Hey, what are you moving the furniture for? Oh, I see. You want the settee by the wall. Then you won't be caught snogging when the window cleaner comes.
Look, we're just turning this carpet round so you can make yourself useful and give us a hand.
Me? Do housework? You're talking out of the top of your tiny little ponytail nut.
Look, I don't see why you shouldn't help. You live here. It's just as much your front room as it is mine.
You what? You spend half your life cuddling in here. You've worn out three settees already.
Ah, get over, Jimmy. Susan and me don't spend all that much time in here.
I'm going back to the days before you ever came on the scene. Back to Billy Parker, Harry Potter, Becky Fred Walmsley, Terry the Terrible Turk, and all the other lapdogs.
That's enough from you, you cheeky thing.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. You just watch what you... Who was the Terrible Turk?
They called him that because he went in for wrestling. I think he used to come here to keep in training.
Get out, you! Get out!
Susan, I wish you'd make your mind up. One minute you want me to work, the next you're chucking me out. Anyway, only mugs work. You want to see that mob at our class at school. Daft as Dicky Dotty, the lot of them.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a competition on for who can make the best model boat in the spare time.
We're not interested.
Neither am I. They've been banging and hammering all week when they could have been out playing football. And guess what the prize is? A blooming measly boot talking.
Well, I'm not surprised you're not going in for it. I bet if you tried to sail a boat you'd made, in no time at all, it would be on the bottom.
Yes, and that's where my foot'll be if you don't shut up.
I am the bogeyman, and I've come to get you, Sister Sue.
Look, take that shopping bag off your head. I want to get my errands done.
Fee, fo, fi, fum. Me eat Sue and have bad tum.
Look, give that bag to me. At once. And get your coat. Mother said I have to take your school coat to the cleaners. Have you emptied the pockets yet?
No, I'll do it now. Let me see what there is. Penknife, piece of string, jelly baby. And hey, what's this down the lining? Feels like a shilling. Oh, got it. Oh, heck, it's a wine gum. What's it like? Oh, I don't like them here. You can have it.
Oh, don't be disgusting. Will you hurry up?
That's the lot, I think. Wait a minute. What's this envelope?
Let me see. It's addressed to Mrs. Billington.
Oh, yes. Mum gave it to me when she'd left last night. You've got to be the postman and deliver it. I hope the dog bites you.
Look, I can't deliver this letter. It's dirty and crumpled. And what's this you've written on the back? Try kicking Charlie Thompson.
Oh, that was a note I passed to Ozzy when we were playing football and Charlie kept scoring against us.
You mean you wanted Ozzy to kick Charlie Thompson?
Well, if I'd waited for him to kick the ball, I'd have been there all night.
I'd better see what's in this letter. Dear Mrs. Billington, going away for weekend. Know you'll be wanting contribution to Women's Guild Outing Fund for Monday. Sending the enclosed pound note round with my daughter. Kind regards. Pound note?
What's up?
There's no pound note in this envelope. So, where is it, clever boy?
Don't look at me. I haven't got it.
Well, I know you wouldn't have dared to spend it, so you've obviously lost it.
Don't be daft. It was in the envelope in my coat, and I have never took it out of there
except to write this message to Ozzy, not to mention a few car numbers I've just noticed. And what else have you scribbled here? Today I heard the first cuckoo.
That was upstairs when you were singing in the bath.
I wouldn't try to be funny if I were you. When Mother comes back and finds out what happened, you'll be in real trouble.
She'll never know, Clever Clogs. I'll just get another pound note, put it in a new envelope, and go round to Beaky's Nest myself.
And where are you going to get this pound note? I'm not lending it to you.
That's Grandad coming in from the garden. I'll ask him for it.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy.
Yes, Grandad, I want to ask you something.
Were you playing with my garden shears last night?
Yes. Now, could I just ask you if...
Now, look. So you let my shears out all night in a pouring rain. And when I come in to find them just now, they're covered in rust. And one of the handles is broken. I'll probably have to buy a new pair, thanks to you, you young scamp. Ah, oh, you're not fit to be trusted with anything. Anyway, what was it you wanted to ask me?
Well, seems a bit daft now, but can you lend me a pound?
What?
Well, 10 bob.
10 bob?
If I sing you a carol now, can I have me spending money up to Christmas?
Susan, what's he on about?
He's lost a pound note belonging to Mother, and he's trying to borrow his way out of trouble.
Oh, I see. Well, young man, you're always getting away with this sort of thing. But for once, I'm not lending you any money. And neither is anybody else.
But, Grandad, I'll be in trouble when my mum gets back.
Well, that's just too bad. It's time I give you a serious talk about appreciating the value of money. And you're going to sit there and listen to every word of it.
That's it, Grandad. You give us a sermon, and when you're finished, I'll take a silver collection.
And you say Susan's still out at the shops then, Jimmy?
Yes. Now, listen. Have you seen me Grandad this morning?
Well, no. No, I thought I saw him when I was coming down the street. He had his back to me at the time, and I shouted, "Hello, Mr. Sinclair. That's the first time I've ever seen you wearing a long blue kilt." And I laughed, and then I stopped. It was a policewoman.
Well, listen, Alfie. How would you like to give some money towards a kiddie's treat?
Lock the doors. He's at it again.
Look, I'm not after any money for myself. It's for the little kids at school. The Junior Infants Mixed. They call it the J.I.M. Treat.
J.I.M.? Junior Infants Mixed? Yeah, hey, that's a coincidence. It spells Jim.
Yes, it is a coincidence, isn't it? Now, surely you could spare, say, a pound for a good cause like that?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't got a pound going spare, but I was going to buy petrol with it to take Susan to Blackpool on my motorbike.
Oh, well, you don't have to go to all that bother. Pretend she's there. Show her a photo of the tower and wave a kipper under her nose.
Yeah, well, I must admit, I'd like to help those kids to have a nice treat. Because when I was a tiny tot, my parents had no money. Yeah, I know that because people used to look at me in my pram and say, "Poor Mr. and Mrs. Hall."
Look, never mind the horror stories. Are you going to give me that pound?
Well, I might, but it was for petrol.
Oh, Alfie Hall, how mean can you get? You wasting a pound on petrol, and there's all those poor kids, and not a lollipop between them.
Oh, you're right, Jim. I'm ashamed of myself. Here's the pound.
Oh, thanks, Alfie. You've made at least one little kid very happy. Which reminds me, today's Saturday, the day you usually give me a shilling.
Oh, look, you're a nice lad, Jim, and I like you, but couldn't you ask Susan to start coming round to my house? I mean, I've just given you a pound.
Yes, and he's going to give it you back.
What? You've been listening, big ears.
Alfie, you shouldn't have given him that pound.
Yeah, but, Susan, it's for Jim. Before you say what, Jim, it's not your Jim, it's the other Jim, the crazy mixed-up kids. I mean, the junior mixed-up infants.
Jimmy, give Alfie that pound back or I'll tell Grandad.
Oh, all right. Here you are, Alfie. Go on, take her to Blackpool. Take her in the Tunnel of Love. And when the boat's gone halfway round, pull the plug out. So you see, Mr. Craythorpe, I was just coming round here and there was this poor old tramp selling matches with the water running in his shoes.
But it hasn't been raining today.
Ah, well, he was standing in a puddle. He was too weak to step out of it. And he told me he only earns a pound a week, so I said, "I'll see you get a pound without working for it. Then you can have a week in bed." Once I tell Mr. Craythorpe about this, I know just what he'll say.
Yes, your grandfather has already been on the phone to me.
That's right, my granddad's already been... Oh, heck. You know, then.
I'm afraid I do, James. Mr. Sinclair was most insistent that I don't lend you any money. He even hinted that if I did, I might regret it.
Look, me granddad says you can't lend me any money, but there's nothing to stop you buying something off me, is there?
No, I suppose not. But what have you got for sale?
Well, let me see. How about me chemistry set?
James, what would I want with that?
Well, you could make your own stink bombs for a start. Just think, when you're at the Women's Guild and Mrs. Billington starts to go on at you, you just drop a bomb and the meeting's over.
Oh, charming. That would make me very popular with the ladies.
I'll tell you what, you can buy me old cricket bat. It's just the thing now summer's coming.
James, I don't play cricket.
Well, it'll just suit you. The handle's come off.
James, if I am to help you with your problem, you'd have to sell me something, well, I'd reasonably want to buy from you. Something useful to me.
Well, I can see that. But where am I going to get knitting needles? Wait a minute. You like reading books, don't you?
Oh, yes.
I've got it. I'll sell you a guinea book token. Never been used. And you can have it for a pound. So you're saving a shilling. Are you on?
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Good. Give us your pound, then.
Wait a moment, James. Before I part with my money, I'd like to see the book token.
But I haven't got it. I won't win it till Monday.
Win it?
In the model book competition at school.
Oh, I see. Well, James, I'll certainly give you a pound for it when you hand it to me, and not before.
Right, that's it. I'll get cracking on the boat right away. And I've thought of a name for it already. I'll call it after me dear sister, the SS Soppy Sue.
Hey, go on there, go on. Shh, shh, shh. Clear off, out of here.
Granddad, whatever's the matter?
Oh, it's that old dog from across the road there. He's digging for bones in my strawberry plants again. How's he got into the garden? The front gate shut.
Easy, he got in through that hole in the fence there.
Ah, you're right. There's a board missing. Now, where's it gone to?
It's only a guess, but I think the young master boat builder's using it to lay his keel.
Well, if I catch him, I'll tan his rudder. Whenever that boy decides to do anything, the result is nothing but trouble for the whole.
Now, listen, Alfie. Before we start, are you sure you've put enough bits of glue in there?
Oh, yes. I'll put in one for each bit of wood and one for the pot. Honestly, what a way to spend a weekend. Yeah, I'm worn out.
I knew it. I should never have got you to saw that piece of plywood. It's used up all your strength.
Yeah, well, I've still got enough to thump you if you don't shut up. Hey, what a lie. Yeah, I've been here 3 hours and I haven't seen sight nor sound of you.
Okay, I didn't expect that I'd be called in to help with the work. Now, you say you'd like me to make the sales for you.
Yes, it's right up your street. But whatever you do, I want the sales plain. None of them little forget-me-nots like you embroidered on me man's underslip.
James, you know very well my sister did that. Now, I'd better go and get some cloth before the shops close. A nice bit of blue poplin would do it.
Hello?
Is that you, Susan?
Oh, hello, Mother. Are you feeling any better?
Yes, thanks, love. But I thought I'd ring you about that note for Mrs. Billington. Jimmy gave it to you, didn't he?
Yes, why?
Well, I've just checked all the money I've got with me. I think I forgot the pound note.
What? You mean you forgot to put the pound note in the envelope?
Yes. Have I said something amusing?
Well, it just seems funny, you forgetting the pound note. Anyway, I took round a pound of my own, so I didn't tell Jimmy.
Jimmy? What do you mean?
Oh, it's nothing important. I'll tell you when I see you tomorrow.
Oh, yes, that reminds me. I might be coming home early in the morning. Your Uncle Walter has to come over on business in his car, so he'll bring me.
Righto, Mother.
Well, I must go now. See you tomorrow morning, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mother. She forgot the pound note. Oh, what a laugh. Wait till I tell Jimmy.
Oh, there you are, Scraggy Neck. Hey, where does Mum keep a sticky tape? I've looked everywhere for it.
What do you want sticky tape for?
I don't want it. It's Alfie. He must want it for the boat.
Jimmy, about that boat. I've just been talking to Mother on the phone.
Oh, what? So that's what you've done. Rung her up and told her I lost a pound. If I find that tape, I'll use it to gum your mouth up.
Listen, she rang me. I've got something to tell you.
And I've got something to tell you. If you've blabbed about that pound note, I'll use your head to launch me boat.
Very well. If that's the way you feel, I'll keep my news to myself. So you can just go on building your little ark, Master Noah.
What's up with her? Talking, daft and giggling. It must be old age creeping on. Well, I'll get back to Alfie in the tool shed. He's very quiet in there. He's probably forgotten his boiling glue and used it to have a tea break.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy. Did he get the sticky tape?
No, I can't find it anywhere. Anyway, we've got plenty of glue and nails. What do you want sticky tape for?
To wrap round my hand, I burnt my thumb on glue pot.
Well, stick it in your mouth and suck it. I'm never going to get it finished at this rate.
Pass me the stuff and I'll stick all the hole together for you.
No, I've got to make the boat. So that would be dishonest. You put the glue on the bits of wood, hold them together, and I'll press them.
Yeah, well, just a minute while I get me hanky.
What do you want your hanky for?
To put round my nose. This glue stinks something awful.
Hello there, Jim.
Come in, Mr. Whittle. Pull up the primer stove and sit down.
Not likely. Anyway, it's tonight I get a bit lit up. Phew. Hey, what a pong. Is someone smoking one of your granddad's owl kilts?
No, it's this glue. We're making a model boat.
We?
Yeah, hello, Mr. Whittle.
Hey, I'm surprised to see you in here. I thought you'd been in the front room with Susan, indulging in a spot of homely fun. Or don't you fancy have a go?
No, it's no laughing matter. It's that long since I saw Susan, I've forgotten what she looks like.
Well, think yourself lucky. You won't have any more nightmares now.
Oh, well, Alf, I can sympathise with you. It must be awful to be a frustrated Zicky Valentino. But don't forget what Shakespeare, the old immoral bard, once says. 'Tis better to have loved and lost, provided you get the engagement ring back.
Workers' playtime comes from a tool shed in Lilac Avenue. Mr. Whittle, you're holding up the work.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. Here, perhaps I can be of some help. After all, boats is a subject in which I'm very convalescent.
Well, what do you know about them?
Well, in my travels around the world, I've seen every kind of small boat there is. Kayaks, feluccas, sampans. Them Italian jobs that float down the streets with no drains, you know, on a geyser at the back with a long pole. You know the ones I mean. Gorgonzolas.
Don't you mean gondolas? You're talking about cheese.
Oh, well, you do get a bit cheesed when that Herbert at the back starts singing.
Yes, it's enough to make you go up the pole.
Anyway, Jim, let's skip all this small talk and get down to ornamentals. Now, what sort of boat are you making?
Well, when I decided to name it after our Susan, it could only be one thing.
What's that?
A Chinese junk. Look, I've got a drawing of one here.
Oh, well, let's have a witches. Oh, dearie goodness. Well, you've got the very word for it. This drawing's a right load of junk.
Jimmy, your tea will be ready soon. Oh, hello, Weddle. What brings you around here?
Oh, the usual thing, Pete. My old 2 feet. You know, I always take them with me when I go out walking. They stop my legs from getting frayed around the ankles. Here, Pete. Cast your bloodshot peepers over this load of rubbish.
What?
Look, it's supposed to be a drawing of a Chinese junk. It looks more like a desecrated mushroom the wrong way up. Hey, now what half-brained numbskull drew that?
I did.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I thought it was something done by old Pedro Picasso in one of his off days.
Now, look here.
Mr. Whittle, do you ride a motorbike?
Oh, sometimes, Jim. Why?
If you're not careful, you'll be wearing that glue pot for a crash helmet.
But Mr. Sinclair should know what boats look like. I mean, he was in the Merchant Navy.
Ah, yes, but things have changed since Captain Cook's days. I mean, Pete, nowadays ships have got them turbulent engines. See? And to stop them rolling about, they fit them with tranquilizers.
Weddle, It might interest you to know that my last skipper told me if I'd been a younger man, I might have got to a very high position.
Oh, well, I see what he meant. It is a bit of a climb for an owl man up to the crow's nest.
Quick, Alfie, hide that armor.
Mr. Whittle, has it ever struck you that we're a little tired of you always barging in here with your smart wise cracks?
Yeah, Jock. Are you trying to tell me I'm not wanted?
Not by us. But we don't know whether you're wanted by the police or not.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll go. I wouldn't demure myself by staying here. Good night to yous.
Oh, mind where you're going, Whittle.
Well, you shouldn't have your big beetle crushes in the way.
Oh, did you hear that uncouth lout? Well, what a way to behave. And on a Sunday as well.
Well, Mr. Craythorpe, have you got the sails?
Yes, here they are, James. Don't they look pretty, Mr. Sinclair? I made them myself.
Oh, delightful. Perhaps one day you'd like to go mad and run me up a nice little bed jacket.
I shall ignore that. Well, James, where did they go on the boat?
We haven't finished it yet, but you can tell from this drawing.
Let me see. Oh, I say, I don't know about slow boat to China. I doubt if this one would ever get there.
Mr. Craythorpe, by the look on me granddad's face, you're about to be scuttled.
Look, if you don't hurry up, you're going to miss the school bus.
What? I can't find me cap.
Your what?
Me cap. Me cap.
Jimmy, take that toast out of your mouth.
Just give me a second, Grandad. Oh, that's better. Next time I'll have marmalade with it. It'll slide down quicker.
Now, what do you want?
Me cap, I can't find it. I'll bet our Susan's put it somewhere daft.
It's on your head.
There you are. What did I say? Oh, heck. Jim, you're going scatty.
Here's your satchel and your precious boat.
Well, give it to me before you break it. That's it. There you are, Grandad. It was a rush, but I finished it. Isn't it a smasher, eh? Hey?
Aye, for the 17th time, it looks very nice. Now, you better be going before your mother comes.
Oh, yes. Hey, when she gets back, Grandad, tell her she's a very lucky woman. She's got a genius for a son.
Look, let's get you out of the house.
I'm coming, but I can't open the front door while I'm carrying me boat. You open it.
Oh, all right, just a minute. Where's your towel for P.T.?
Oh, heck. Nip up to the bathroom and get it for me.
Oh, I'm going back to my breakfast. Get it yourself.
But I can't take me boat upstairs.
Well, put it down by the door. It won't take you a second.
Oh, all right. They'll do nothing for you in this house.
I'm here. What the... Oh, what's this behind the door?
I'm off, Grandad. Oh, hello, ma'am. Oh, no.
Jimmy, what are all these pieces of wood doing behind the door? Has the postman started delivering firewood?
Firewood? That was my model boat. I was going to win the competition so I could give you the pound I lost out of the letter to Beaky Billington. Now you've gone and smashed it, so you've had it.
Just a minute. I didn't know the boat was there. And anyway, you couldn't have lost the pound because I never put it in a letter.
Ma'am, it's no good making excuses now you've got... No pound in the letter?
Well, I mentioned it on the phone yesterday to Susan, didn't she tell you?
No, he was rude to me and wouldn't listen.
And I've gone to all this trouble for nothing, just because of you. Well, that does it. I'm going to make another boat, and I'm going to use your nose for a funnel. Come here, Scraggy Alice.
Get off me.
I'll get you to play tricks on me.
Oh, you're hurting.
Stop it. Stop it at once. Stop it.